Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And I just wanted to update everyone on the remake boo that I did, the movie remake. And so far, I've gotten several different answers, which I find very interesting. I love hearing people's opinions and their thoughts on, you know, this kind of thing. We have the remaking of suggestions of Alien, Predator, or not to. Don't remake those. Blade Runner, Alien, Predator. One Logan's Run. But then somebody else had suggested to remake Logan's Run because of the technology that is available today. And it's funny because I actually have Logan's Run, I think, on VHS, or maybe it's DVD. And it's one movie that always stuck with me. I don't know if it's because it was always played on TV. It was just one of those movies that, you know, like Pretty Woman, it was just repeated when there was nothing else going on. But anyway, and then I have Top Gold had said, don't remake any Clint Eastwood movies, which I would say the Dirty Harry series are to be untouched. That's my opinion. Somebody suggested remaking Groundhog's Day. How funny would that be? I didn't like the movie when it first came out, and I still don't like it. And then somebody else had suggested not making any remakes, period. That there should be a rule that Hollywood cannot remake movies. And then Footloose, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory should have not been remade. Of course, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory was Johnny Depp. It was Tim Burton's remake of Willy Wonka. And I agree. I didn't like the fact that they remade Footloose. I didn't like the... Gene Wilder, you can't, you know, Tim Burton's version was just bizarre. I like bizarre, but in that case, I didn't. And the person who said that had suggested remaking The Wizard of Oz, and she put in her comment how some people would think it's blasphemy, but she said to do a dark version of The Wizard of Oz. I always seen that movie on TV. I think they played it like during Easter or in the fall and in the spring. Either way, I remember always watching it on TV. Finally, one of the local theaters decided to play it, and I went and saw it with my mother. I want to say within the last 10 years. I was so heartbroken because I could see strings, freckles, just yuck. It was just so... No, it ruined everything. And then my beloved had, I had mentioned wanting to see the red shoes, and he had seen them at the Smithsonian, and he said that was his moment of just, not disillusioned, but it just ruined it for him. He said, they're not what you see in the movies. And then I was thinking, Tim Burton should remake The Wizard of Oz. How bizarre would that be? And then, what was the other remake? I thought of it too. Dark Shadows with Barnabas Collins. It wasn't a movie, per se, but, you know, to bring it back or to bring it forward to us, because I remember watching that. I think it came on at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon after As the World Turns, The Guiding Light, or General Hospital on ABC. I remember that when I was a little kid in the 70s, early 70s, because I think it started like in 69. I think it was still in black and white. I like that. I remember my grandmother used to get mad when I'd watch it, and she would change the channel. But anyway, so, yeah, those are some of the things that I've gotten so far, and I thought I'd share those with you. I found it very interesting. And thanks, everybody, who gave their 2 cents. I'm going to share this on my podcast on Sunday. Thanks, guys.